Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I get why sometimes folks are frustrated with politics. I'm sometimes frustrated with politics. So I get it. What I cannot understand is why anyone would think that Donald Trump will shake things up in a way that is good for you.
Former President Barack Obama tells people who think his successor Donald Trump can fix American politics that cure is much worse than the disease. 2.5 weeks before Election Day, with early voting starting, Obama is stumping for Vice President Kamala Harris. He's arguing that Trump's tax and tariff plans would be bad for the economy and most families, except those at the very top. Meanwhile, Obama and civil rights leaders are bolstering support for Harris among black men. Though most already support her, the margins in the swing states look paper thin, and any defections might matter. Quoting his father, civil rights activist Martin Luther King III says there are enormous stakes for the black community.
A voteless people is a powerless people. One of the most important steps we can take is that short step to the ballot box.
Nebraska's Supreme Court has ruled that people who fully completed their felony convictions can register to vote. Previously, the state's top election official had tried to declare a state law to that effect unconstitutional. Brad Christian Salas with the Nebraska Civic Engagement Table says it could impact up to 1 in 10 state voters.
It just makes our democracy stronger and it makes our democracy more representative.
Pennsylvania needs a lot more poll workers, but many of its nearly 9 million registered voters would be eligible. Susan Gobreski with the League of Women Voters of Pennsylvania says prospective poll workers have to meet some requirements, but there is room for them.
There are over 9,000 precincts or divisions in Pennsylvania, and there are about 5 poll workers per precinct or division, plus translators in some places. So it's over 45,000 people who are needed.
Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights poll finds more than 90% of voters are highly motivated, but 7 in 10 say they're worried about post-election political violence, with self-described liberals more concerned than moderates or conservatives. De'Erica Jones with Kentuckians for the Commonwealth says the threat of violence doesn't seem to be slowing down Kentucky voters.
People are very excited to vote. We dealt with a lot of college kids, so it'll be their first time voting, and they're super excited. They feel like maybe their vote will make a difference, and I encourage them and tell them that it does.
Meanwhile, according to the Brennan Center for Justice, 9 out of 10 election officials nationwide say they've increased security for their workers, volunteers, and voters since 2020. Ed Yonko with the ACLU of Illinois says fears of violence and voter intimidation are valid, but he says the group will challenge any abuses.
We're here to defend the civil liberties and civil rights of everyone, no matter who's the president, no matter who is in power in Congress, no matter who's in power at the state level.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different